Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me this morning is Dr. Bernita Robinson. She is our Destiny Diva, and she's also founder and CEO of Proverbial Peace Revived Ministries. Good morning to you, Dr. Bernita.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, we've been covering this topic about dating and dating violence. Gosh, for the last month or so, I've had several conversations about that. And today we're going to talk about red flags of toxicity. A lot of folks don't recognize, they think some of it's cute, but, you know, that little bell ding, ding, ding doesn't quite go off when things are happening. So let's talk about some of those red flags.
Well, actually, that is the, when you say those red flags don't go off, that's why dating violence is so prevalent, because when you think about the mental development of a individual, your logic center, that part, that critical thinking part, that doesn't truly develop until you're about 25.
Okay.
So when you're under the age of 25, you are still very emotionally driven.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, well, you know, she should have been smart enough to get out of that, she should have known better. Yeah, we can say that, but considering the fact that up until age 24, you're more driven by your emotional center of the brain than the logic center, they need help. They really do, because these red flags don't always seem like red flags to them.
True.
And that's why this topic is just so important.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that young men do that starts off very subtle. Where you been?
Okay.
You know, why didn't you call me? And it just starts sounding like, you know, they're very concerned, they're very devoted, and they will say things like, you know, you got to check in with me because, you know, when I don't hear from you, I get concerned.
Right, right.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it starts off little. But I'm going to just go down this list. I've done research actually for the last 4 years on domestic violence. And I put together this document that I call the red flag with toxicity. And it's about 33 things that happen in a relationship before you really even get to that first hit or things of that nature.
Okay.
With young men, it'll be they experiment with drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And it may seem very, very innocuous, very light. It's just things teens do. They have a disrespect for the law. They're troublemakers. They get in the fight and don't think anything about it. They're disrespectful to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They're disrespectful to authority. They have the mastery of blame. Anything that happens, someone else is responsible.
Yes.
And eventually that someone else is you. It will be the young lady that they're dating.
Mm-hmm.
They pull people down, including the young lady's families. They always seem to have a chip on their shoulder about something. If it's not about something going on in the news, it's about something going on at school. If it's not about something going on at school, it's about somebody came up to them and said something wrong. It's always a chip.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start to subtly isolate, especially if the young lady has a lot of friends. It will be, you know, you can be with your friends later. I want to take you to dinner. You can be with your friends later. I want us to go away for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your friends later. Constantly checking up. They nag about anything that you want to do. Excessively jealous. Don't listen to your opinion because in the recesses of their mind, they really don't think your opinion matters. And this is one of the really red flags that young ladies need to look at. When he starts disrespecting the essence of who you are, something is about to burst.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you allow that person to disrespect you, to disrespect your opinions, to disrespect who you are, the next step is control.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start to see that level of disrespect, it's time for you to say, okay, something's not right here.
Right.
Because a man who loves you, even a 16, 17, 20, 22-year-old who really loves you, is going to respect you. He's going to honor you. And if that is not happening, you need to step. So once that starts happening, you're going to get into that deeper level of control. They're going to start making vulgar comments in your presence. That's because you've allowed other levels of disrespect,
yeah.
and the disrespect is escalating.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start talking about your family members, your friends, to your face, because if you allow disrespect, again, disrespect escalating. You're going to start seeing mood swings, and then you're going to start hearing these subtle threats. If you don't do this, I'm going to kill myself. I will never let you go. I'll kill myself first. And what that translates to is he's threatening to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the paradigm that we've seen over the last 2 years is they will kill themselves, yes, but they kill you first.
Right.
So it's an escalation. We have to really focus on all of these things. And that's why it is so important that we talk about this issue more than just in October.
Mm-hmm.
I honor October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But this is a situation that is happening every day. 49% of college students said that they were victimized by dating violence. 49%.
That's almost half. Yeah, that's half.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the preponderance of that number said they experienced it during their freshman and sophomore year.
Wow.
It is time to talk about this issue. And what I've learned since I've been making this a focus of my platform, people are amazed at the statistics, but they're still uncomfortable with the subject.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have got to get to a point that we're comfortable. As I said, these young ladies are still at an age, 16 to 24 is the age that is most impacted by dating violence.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia is number one in the U.S. of A.
It's unbelievable.
In this area.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not comfortable talking about it, then the young ladies who are victimized by it will not be comfortable coming forth. And that's what we want to get to. We want to make these young ladies aware of what the red flags are so they won't mistakenly say, oh, he's just being devoted. He's just being overprotective.
Yeah.
Because that's what I hear
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make them aware these are clear signs that you need to step and you need to not step slowly. You need to run.
Right. Right.
Because at this point, when this starts to happen to them, there are two dynamics going on within their emotional. Remember, they're emotionally driven. One, they're embarrassed. By the time they're at the point where they're being hit, being yelled at, because domestic violence and dating violence is not just a physical hitting. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Domestic violence is emotional
yes.
violence. It is being put down. It is being yelled at, criticized, called names.
Mm-hmm.
It's an economic situation where when you want something, it's being withheld from you. All of that is in the purview of that dating violence paradigm. By the time these things start to happen to them, they're too embarrassed to come forward because they're afraid people are going to talk about them and blame them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at it from the perspective, if someone who is in a domestic violence situation, a grown woman in her 30s and 40s, is too embarrassed to come forward. You can imagine how hard it would be for a 16, 17, 21, 22-year-old
right.
to come forward.
Mm.
So they stay silent and they try to figure out, what have I gotten myself into? This is when they need help. So this is when parents and friends, and it's amazing that parents will usually say, well, I noticed there was a difference, but I wanted to give them their space.
Hmm.
The problem with giving them their space is that space become a dark vacuum.
Yeah.
And some young ladies don't come out alive.
That's right. That's right. You've developed Empowered Woman, Invaluable, Invincible, and Unstoppable, promoting safety and wholeness for teens and young adults in today's dating scene. So it's a comprehensive 7-seminar developmental training program. So talk about that program for a moment.
Okay, we came up with the title because that's what we want women to these young ladies to understand.
Mm-hmm.
They are invaluable. They are invincible. They have all the potential in the world, and they can be unstoppable. One of the things that we, several of the things that we've learned about young women experiencing dating violence, especially extreme dating violence, between the ages of 16 and 24, it literally tarnishes everything in their lives from there.
Yeah.
The young ladies that were polled in college about what they went through when they didn't deal with it, when they didn't get the emotional help, when they had to endure physical trauma before they left, they have a tarnished idea of what a relationship is. They don't know what healthy relationships
right,
are. They don't
right.
even know how to seek healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it also impacts negatively every other area of their lives. It's almost like a ink bleeds into one area, and if you put it on a cloth, it's going to damage that whole cloth. So they get very negative about life. They get very untrusting in their just interpersonal relationships. It is a cancer. So what this program is designed to do is to really focus on every area of emotional well-being to help them identify their value. And we start there before we even begin to talk about toxicity in the relationship.
Right.
We talk to them about who they are,
mm-hmm.
their value, how they see themselves. If they're seeing themselves through, because if women who put up with this usually have seen something in their childhood,
mm-hmm.
experienced something in their childhood, how are you seeing yourself? Through what lens? And we teach them how to see themselves through the lens of the Creator,
mm-hmm.
because God created us to be some dynamic somebody. And we want them to understand who you are and why you're here. Then we start to broach the subjects of toxicity. What is a toxic relationship?
Right.
What are the red flags of toxicity? I held a seminar with the community group, and it was about 60, 75 young people and them, boys and girls. The parents were sitting on the sides. These were high school students. And I usually open these seminars with just talking to them about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into toxicity, and I ask the question, how many of you, and I say, I'm not asking you to raise your hand, that you've experienced, even if it's your friend. How many of you know someone who have had issues with dating violence as your colleagues or other teens? And out of those 60 to 75 people, three-fourths of the class raised their hand. Three-fourths of a 60-member class, boys and girls, raised their hand.
I bet the parents' eyes were popping out of their heads.
My God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Picture the cartoon mm-hmm. where when something drastic happened, the mouth falls to the floor.
Yes.
Their mouth opened and their eyes got big. And I looked at the parents and I said, that's what parents have to be aware of.
Right.
You have to know what's going on
mm-hmm.
with this thing called dating violence.
Mm.
So we get into toxicity in relationships. Our third class is about what is a healthy relationship and how do you get there? So the art of forgiveness, we talk about this because teens, again, emotionally driven, lust versus love, and what does true love look like in a healthy relationship.
Right.
We talk to them about standing in their authenticity. Know who you are and have the capacity and strength to stand on your value. Don't let anybody devalue the valuable person that you are. Our fifth class talks about your authentic voice being unleashed. Most of these relationships happen because the young ladies don't say anything.
Yeah.
And we teach them how to authenticate your voice. Open your mouth and know that what you have to say have value.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to not only to this young man who is thinking that he can devalue you. No, that's not going to happen. But also tell your parents what's going on. If you don't trust your parents, tell somebody.
Tell somebody, right. Mm-hmm.
Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then our sixth class talk about living a balanced life. How do you avoid the people-pleasing paradigm,
which
is one of the paradigms that get you stuck in such relationships?
Right, right.
And how do you pursue being your individual person, pursuing a whole relationship, and then living a balanced life that's going to take you into your future? And then, of course, the last class that we always in our class talk about, empowered for your destiny. What is your destiny? What are you gifted to do? What can you focus on in your life to make sure that your life platform is heading you in the right direction?
Right, and that you don't look back. If you see that thing coming your way, you head the other way.
Because
a lot of times, even when a woman gets out of a really horrendous relationship, she'll go back and find something that's similar to the relationship she was in because she's comfortable with it. But once you go through these seven tenets, there's no way that you will turn back to that.
Exactly, because you literally are an empowered woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to bring to these young people and get this message out. And we want to get it out on a broad scale.
Mm-hmm.
I want to restate, Georgia is number one in dating violence. That means every day our group of 16 to 24-year-old ladies are at risk.
Mm.
One in five dating violence,
mm-hmm.
they're at risk. And we have an obligation to get the word out to these young people that there is so much more than what you're settling for.
That's right.
And what you're having to endure in the name of love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's not love. But tell folks how they can register for this, because when is it coming up?
Our first class is going to be in the latter part of the beginning of July.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the community class. We're going to have it at a central location, All Nations Praise and Worship. Ideally, though, we want to bring this program to your organization.
Mm-hmm.
We want to
mm-hmm.
bring it to colleges, high schools, churches, community agencies that focus on teenagers and young adults. We would love to hear from you to bring this program to you. You can contact me at 404-510-7880. I'll give it again, 404-510-7880. Or email me at Proverbs, like the book in the Bible, _peace@yahoo.com. That's P-R-O-V as in Victor, E-R-B-S, _peace@yahoo.com. I will contact you, send you information, and we can plan on bringing this to the young people to let them know there is so much more to life than pain.
Certainly, certainly. Dr. Bernita Robinson, thank you so much for joining us, and make sure that you plug in. This is so important to us as a society. It really is. Thank you for joining us.
You are very welcome. Have a phenomenal day, everyone.